views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm talking to you today from sunny Seattle here on Hubbard Radio on KKNW AM 1150. You might be listening here in the Seattle area, or you might be listening on the East Coast on WBLQ in Connecticut, Rhode Island, or New York. Anywhere across the United States on cable radio network, or anywhere around the world on TransformationTalkRadio.com. But wherever you're listening from, you're going to be happy you joined us today, because we're going to have a deep and practical conversation about things that affect all of us. But before I get into that, we've got a couple of announcements, and I first have to say hello to my better half here in the studio, who allows you to hear these wonderful conversations, Mr. Benny Mathers. Good morning, Benny.
Hello, Christine, and we've started the heat wave.
I know.
Although, still kind of worried about Mother Nature. We need more rain.
We do. And the snow. Like the snow. There's barely any snowpack on the mountains. We've got a view of the mountains here from here, too.
We'll say it now. Conserve, people.
Conserve.
Think of other items to drink. Sorry.
You're so funny, buddy.
I try.
It's Friday, isn't it?
It is. I feel frisky already. I want to get out of here.
Well, besides the sunshine, there are a couple of wonderful events coming up this weekend. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, I'm going to be teaching The Vibration of Change. Mm-hmm. It's a workshop that allows you to see, basically, both the forest and the trees of all these different approaches to transformation and change, all these different approaches to spirituality, and not only see the connection of how change, positive lasting change occurs, but it'll help you to sort of do some self-evaluation to figure out how to navigate your way through that forest. So I'm really excited about that. It's here on the east side in Seattle, Redmond, Washington. It's on my website, stellarreflections.com, if you're interested in joining us. I think we still have a couple of spaces available. And then on Sunday, there's another good event at East West Bookshop. Jeffrey Chappelle, he's the author of Answers from Silence. Mm-hmm. He's going to be helping people to figure out how to tap into that deep inner wisdom, that all-knowing guidance of the enlightened self. And it's Sunday afternoon, June 7th at East West Bookshop. Go to eastwestbookshop.com if you're interested in learning more, or you can give him a call. And it's the new location at East West Bookshop, too. So some good events coming up this weekend, and I'm sure you're going to make it a good weekend, whatever you do this weekend. So I'm very excited about today's guest. You know, Benny, sometimes you don't hear about somebody until all of a sudden you start hearing about that person from everybody, you know? And then
like a trend.
Yeah.
Setting.
And you realize it's not just somebody who's got, you know, something really wonderful to share, that they have gifts to offer us, but the timing is right. And that's how, you know, I describe this guest. She is a phenomenon. Her name is Tosha Silver. And, you know, it's funny because she says that she could have been a rabbi, a lawyer, or a weather girl. And she basically got very, very interested in metaphysics, spirituality, and what I consider to be applied spirituality after getting a degree in English literature. And, you know, many decades later, she's teaching, she's writing books. She had a book that has gotten a lot of good reviews, Outrageous Openness, Letting the Divine Take the Lead. And I've been hearing great things about that book, and just gotten a chance to take a little peek at that. That's next. I actually read her second book before her first. And her second book that came out is called Change Me Prayers, The Hidden Spiritual Power of Surrender, which is such an important topic. Now, I'm really excited to have Tosha Silver here today on the show. Tosha, welcome.
Thank you, Christine. I'm so happy to be here.
You know, Tosha, you talk a lot about openness and surrender. I'm just kind of curious, you know, when you had thoughts of maybe becoming an attorney or a weather girl, whatever led you down this path so that you're now teaching people not only spirituality, but what I consider to be applied, practical-minded spirituality?
Well, first I have to say, I think that's the only real spirituality is what you actually can live. Otherwise, there's so much that can just sound great and not be embodied.
Right.
And so I'm just a really practical person. I'm a Capricorn by birth.
Uh-huh.
And so to me, if it can't be lived, then it's just nice ideas. So actually, I think all those other things that I'm just laughing hearing you read that bio, because I honestly think I had to learn maybe my own route to how to live some of these ideas, because I was in a lot of pain in, you know, my teen years and my 20s and my 30s. And I was always had an interest towards spirituality, but so many of these were ideas that, you know, no one would say, well, how do you let go?
Uh-huh.
Or how do you stop suffering? Or, you know, would just be like, well, just drop it. Or just, you know, focus harder on what you really want and you'll manifest it. And I found all those things really brought no happiness for someone like myself, because what I wanted was to learn how to connect to that inner self.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved your intro when you were saying sort of these books seem to come to people when their souls are hungering for that.
Yes. And there's a lot of hunger out there.
There is. And sometimes it really comes from people that are absolutely exhausted by chasing what they think will bring happiness. And then they go to a place where they're like, wow, maybe there's a bigger plan here, and give me the tools for opening to it.
Mm-hmm. So do you think people typically have to get into that exhaustion or crisis phase before they actually begin to look into this notion of surrendering? I mean, truly surrendering?
I think that's a great question. I think sometimes absolutely yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like I used to have a teacher years ago, and he used to say, you know, when a big shift comes for you, is it evolution or is it exhaustion? And I would always hold my hand and say, exhaustion, exhaustion. Because I think, you know, so much is about building a better ego that's out there, and even building a better spiritual ego. Like, you know, you can kind of make yourself shinier and make yourself more dazzling. But I think those things only work when things are going well, and then the ego can keep feeling terrific about, I have this and I have that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get clobbered, then I think that's when the ego starts to see the deep limitations.
Mm-hmm.
And then a kind of crack happens, which is a blessing.
Yes.
It's to me like a great blessing. You know, that line from Leonard Cohen where he says, you know, the crack is where the light gets in.
Right.
I think that's the truth.
And, you know, I personally know the power of surrender. And my first big lesson was decades ago when I was facing the early stages of lymphoma. Doctors had nothing to offer me. I was doing all the right stuff, which back then was really cutting edge. You know, the manifestation techniques, you know, I was dealing with my emotional issues in therapy, eating, you know, macrobiotically, doing all these things right. And it was getting worse. And I had a moment where I just broke down completely, sobbing and realizing that I had no control. And it was in that moment I felt this huge energetic shift.
Yeah.
Kind of like, aha, now we can work together and move things.
That's totally it.
Yeah.
It actually creates the space, I think, for the divine to enter, the inner divine, and all the focus on, if I just desire it more, or if I just want the healing more, or if I just want the partner more, I'll get it. What I always see is, you might get it for a while, but it'll still belong to the ego.
Yes.
And that's
the way you said that. It belonged to the ego.
Right, because the ego manifested it. So to me, the ego can equally lose it. When the surrender truly happens, you described it so beautifully, then there's actually room for the divine to enter with a plan.
Uh-huh.
And there just isn't room in the act of grasping.
So, Toshi, can you sort of share your perspective on the difference between the ego-based manifestation versus the divine-based manifestation, say, in a relationship?
Yeah. Well, I think one way to see it is that the foundation of the book, the Change Me Prayer book that you have, and it was also to some extent the foundation of Outrageous Openness, but it goes even deeper in the second one, is the foundation of it is offering. So what this means is that any issue, say you're dying for the right partner, then that, which I think is an issue for, you know, many people, then that, rather than going, what do I, the egoic small self, want? What do I want to manifest? Let me make my list. Let me focus on it every day. Let me see myself with that person, blah, 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 blah. That's, again, one way to do it.
Right.
When it's offered, then the isn't that the desire is repressed? Because I think desire comes with being in a human body. But the desire is offered to the divine, to this force of love. And then it's said, do with this what you will. And if it's, in a sense, you could say that the right partner is already picked. And it will arrive at the right time in the right way.
And so we don't have to be so controlling about it,
That's it. You're really saying, and that's very much in Outrageous Openness, is this thing about you're offering it to the power of divine selection, including the selection of the time and all of that. And then what it really does is it frees you from that prison of having to be the one who's carrying the burden of creating it, which doesn't mean it's passivity, because the right actions get shown at the right time. But the act of offering, to me, is central to this whole thing.
That's beautiful. And, you know, I think about the manifestation techniques that get repeated over and over and over again. It's like, well, didn't it take the first time? Are you showing up and going through the affirmations or going through the visualization again and again and again because you don't trust?
Well, and I think one of the things that's interesting with all this is sometimes people focus on manifesting and it happens right away. And other times they focus that way and it just doesn't happen for years. And then they get blamed and they feel bad about themselves and they think they're doing something wrong. And what I feel is that when you approach things in this manner, where they're offered to the divine, it's this beauty of the unfolding where you get to say, oh, you know what? You may not have been doing anything wrong. The divine could be saying, you know what, those 2 years, that partner was the last thing you needed. You needed to learn how to stand on your own feet. Or you needed to learn how to love yourself without sucking that from another person. Or you needed, you know what I mean? It shifts the whole equation from the ego giving a shopping list into saying, let me open to the divine plan because, to use that example, the right partner's picked, and they'll arrive at the right time. So you can let go of the fear around that, offer it over, and then be open to what the lessons are in the meantime.
Beautiful. Well, we have to go to a quick break, but more with Toshi Silver when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stressed? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
So let me ask you this. What would it be like to have access to an all-knowing being to get answers about your daily life, the meaning of life, and everything in between? Well, we have an enlightened self, that wise part of us who has every answer we could ever need. Join Jeffrey Chappelle, international best-selling author of Answers from Silence, to learn how to get inner guidance you crave at East West Bookshop in Seattle on Sunday, June 7th. For more information or to register, go to eastwestbookshop.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation with the amazing Tosha Silver, and I have to tell you, you know, you would have wanted to be a fly on the wall during this break because we've been having a fascinating conversation. So, Tosha, let's just back up a little bit and talk some about abundance and how, you know, many people become successful at manifesting abundance. I know there are a lot of people out there still kind of frustrated and feeling stuck, but let's say that somebody has manifested, you know, quite a bit of abundance. Who owns it at that point?
Well, I would say it almost doesn't matter what anybody's manifested about anything. It all belongs to the divine, whether the divine gets credit or not.
Uh-huh.
So the way I see it, that's what we were talking about a bit on the break, was that I never focus on manifesting anything because once you put yourself, it's very much in the first book, in Outrageous Openness, once you put yourself in the flow of seeing the divine as the source for all,
right,
you really don't have to end up giving it a list of everything that you're trying to create.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not saying if people want to do it, you know, whatever, it's not for me to say don't. Just you'd mentioned something on the break about sort of super conscious manifesting, which to me, maybe what I'm doing is something, I don't even use the word anymore. It's just that when you offer everything to the divine, which I think becomes a practice that starts to just take over, it almost becomes limiting to start to say to the divine, and now you need to bring me this, and now you need to bring me that.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do more is use the principles of divine order that would just say, let's say you need a home. The perfect place to live is already selected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're longing for a partner, the right partner's picked. But it's less saying, I need to give you a list and I need to fixate it on it all day, because it all belongs to the divine. And that way, it also takes care of the fear of loss. Because there's plenty of people that manifest a lot, don't even really enjoy it because they're sitting there all the time worried about losing it.
Uh-huh.
If you put yourself in the flow of knowing that the divine is the source of all, then if there's loss, it can be followed by replenishment,
right,
because you're no longer the ego creating it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's such an important point. And I think that, you know, we have a tendency to welcome the joyful, welcome the abundance, welcome the positive relationships. And then when life turns us upside down, so to speak, and, you know, in one circumstance or another, we feel like we've either been betrayed or there's something we've done wrong. What's your perspective on that?
Well, what I would say is that perspective exactly comes out of a lot of sort of the ego-focused idea of manifesting, like, oh, you know, if you've been focusing, say, on getting the partner and they haven't come, mm-hmm. you must be doing something wrong that's blocking that. Whereas I would say, like, when you're offering all to the divine and you, let's say, the right amount of money is meant to come or the right partner is meant to come, mm-hmm. then, you know, there are times you start to trust the delays that are meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
They're not there because you're doing something wrong.
Right.
I actually think it's sort of tragic that so many people beat themselves up thinking that they would have some Disneyland life if only they were manifesting properly. Mm-hmm. A different focus, I think, begins to come, which says every need that you genuinely have will absolutely be handled. And you're moving, it's almost like you're offering yourself to the divine and saying, you use me for the highest good, as opposed to, let me go use the universe to get all my wishes.
Mm-hmm.
And it really turns it upside down. It says, let me be a vehicle for the highest good, and you will determine that. Now, the irony I've really found with that is often when the person makes that shift and uh-huh. says to the universe, begin to use me for the highest good,
mm-hmm.
all these other wishes do happen.
Right.
It's so ironic. I'm sure you've seen that too.
Oh, absolutely.
It moves it out of what's actually a very limiting, to me, exhausting perspective of let me just keep pushing, trying to get all this stuff, when a whole other plan could be happening instead.
So, what do you tell a person? I know there's several stories in the book here that would reflect this. What do you tell a person who is going through some sort of life trauma, drama, difficulty?
Well, I can use the example that we were talking about on the break because uh-huh. I thought it was a good one. In the preface of Change Me Prayers, Lisa Rankin has a story where, you know, she's in this divorce and she's really going through this terrible dilemma about, you know, how to work it out financially with mm-hmm. her ex-husband. And, you know, what ended up coming out of that, because she kept being, we were friends and she kept being in touch with me, is she really wonderfully stepped into this place of saying, all the money belongs to the divine.
And
the divorce belongs to the divine.
Uh-huh.
And the child that we had together belongs to the divine. And the house we have belongs to the divine. And it's that offering piece. Uh-huh. Once that offering piece is really made to the divine, the solution got shown for her.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that was really funny that's in the preface is that she's saying, you know, she kind of got shown the amount of money to settle with, and she was uh-huh. like, really? I don't really know that I want to do that.
Uh-huh.
And that amount of money exactly came back to her. She writes about it in the preface.
Right.
Exactly came back, like, almost to the dollar.
That's
through
amazing.
Some, you know, unexpected checks that she wasn't planning on. And so stories like that happen all the time. It's like when you actually really give it to the divine, almost eliminating the word my and saying, I'm available to be shown the highest solution to this problem. And I've seen it even with people. I mean, there are people that have written me, they're down to their last $20. Like, they are really down to the edge, and they're like, I don't see a job coming. I don't see how I'm going to pay my bills. I don't see this and I don't see that. And I'll just say to them, just call in a miracle, offer everything to the divine,
uh-huh.
say that you know that all of your needs are met and known, and then ask to be shown the next immediate action. And, you know, because to me this is very, very practical.
Uh-huh.
And, over and over, very strange stories arise from just those actions. Because it really comes from this understanding that the divine knows us. So it's not like you need a list
yes.
of 1,000 intentions.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, well, if I don't tell God what I want, God won't know what to bring because God's some confused, addle-brained, you know, being out there.
Right.
God made you. So, you know, if you say that the intention, the single intention, is that the divine will is running the show,
uh-huh.
that's about all you need.
Yeah. And from that perspective, it seems like knowing that the divine knows our heart and our feelings, which is really far more important than the manifestations, the circumstantial, you know, manifestations, then they've, you know, they really have our back.
Yes, and I think what starts to happen is, to me, it all is on the inside. It's like, one of the reasons I love the changing prayers is because they create a way for the small egoic self to bow to the great self on the inside.
Right.
And so it's like, you know, like let's say the person says, well, you know, I just have trouble trusting. Like this whole trusting thing makes no sense to me. There can be just a very simple prayer. I think there's like 200 prayers in the book that just says something like, shift me, divine, into somebody who can begin to trust you.
Yes.
You know, that's simple. Except so often the person gets stuck in the problem trying to figure out how to change themselves so they don't have the problem.
And the self-judgment about not having been successful at changing themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, Tosha, I'm so excited you're coming to Seattle and you've got some events coming up. Can we chat a little bit about that before the break?
Yeah. I'm really very excited about it because I used to live there, so I'm happy to come back.
Oh, great.
A thousand years ago. So one is on the 12th, I believe, Friday night, is at
Third Place Books
in Lake Forest.
Right.
And on the 13th is at East West Books.
Right.
And I'm really happy about both of them.
Great. And I know you've got a bunch of other classes. We'll talk a little bit more about that after the break. But more with Tosha Silver and the Change Me Prayers book, The Hidden Power of Spiritual Surrender, when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Because I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks.
So let me ask you this. What would it be like to have access to an all-knowing being to get answers about your daily life, the meaning of life, and everything in between? Will we have an enlightened self, that wise part of us who has every answer we could ever need? Join Jeffrey Chappelle, international best-selling author of Answers from Silence, to learn how to get inner guidance you crave at East West Bookshop in Seattle on Sunday, June 7th. For more information or to register, go to eastwestbookshop.com.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
We all seem to have something in our lives that we would like to shift, and there are a variety of ways to implement change. But many times we try several approaches but still don't get what we want. Why is that? Well, it turns out that there are universal principles governing change that you probably haven't heard about before, which determine whether or not we are successful in getting what we want. Following these principles leads to positive, lasting change, but ignoring them keeps us stuck. So if you are struggling in at least one area of your life, then you are missing an essential ingredient in your recipe of change. Want to learn the keys to success? Join me, Christine Upchurch, in Redmond on June 6th for a day-long experiential workshop helping you create your personalized roadmap for change. Empower yourself to transform your life so you can live more vibrantly. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation with Tosha Silver, who is the author of Outrageous Openness, and her latest book is Change Me Prayers, The Hidden Power of Spiritual Surrender. Now, Tosha, before we get into some of the prayers, and I find them to be very powerful, you've got change me in the title. Mm-hmm. Do we need to be changed? And yeah. Is there something wrong with us if we need to be changed?
Yeah, I love that. No. in fact, that's one of the letters I've gotten a lot, since the book came out, is uh-huh. Somebody will write initially, eventually they'll understand where this is about, but they'll write and they'll say, I've been working for years to know that I'm good enough the way I am. Why on earth should I be changed?
Right.
I am always like, it's actually not that kind of change. The change is the place where the inner self, the small self, uh-huh. the personality small self that's suffering is offering itself over to the great self, not mm-hmm. to be changed into something else, but to let go. And, give you an example, like we just did one earlier about trust, but let's say somebody is always saying, I'm somebody that I don't deserve to be loved. Uh-huh. And no matter how much work they do on this, they work on it, they visualize, they do therapy, they still feel unworthy to be loved mm-hmm. because of childhood issues.
Right. There are a lot of people out there like that, actually.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that seems to me like one of the very common topics in this culture. Uh-huh. So the prayers are really powerful because rather than from the place of the ego, thinking of yourself like a coal mine that you have to go hack at, mm-hmm. you offer it to the divine. And so there's like the back of the book has all these different topics. So if you went to the area of, let's say, self-love or self-worth, there would be a prayer like, change me or shift me, divine, into one who knows my own beauty and value.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had somebody who wrote me and she goes, you know what? That was the equivalent of about 30 years of therapy for me. She goes, all this time I have been trying to convince my ego mm-hmm. that it's worthy of love. And then right. She goes, oh my God, who knew that if I just began to say that, she goes, it's like my shoulders went down 3 inches.
Uh-huh.
Because all of a sudden you're like, shift me into somebody who knows my own value and beauty.
So it's not about changing the person per se, but changing the way they interact with the universe.
Exactly. I mean, what I would say is shifting into somebody who's open mm-hmm. to how God sees you.
Right.
Shifting into somebody who's open to knowing who you really are. And the real self is the most deeply authentic self because it's the one that's one with the divine. It's not the one who's busy trying to prove its value. It's uh-huh. not the one who's trying to, win popularity contests. It's the real self that's resting in the divine. And I think the prayers, this partly really came out of just me being around places where people would so often say, well, just go do it then. Just mm-hmm. make it happen. And
right.
I would be like, that doesn't work for someone like me.
Yeah.
But what does work is giving it to God, because mm-hmm. then inspired action comes.
So, Tosha, what happens when you're dealing with somebody who doesn't believe in God per se? How can you apply this
yeah.
very powerful perspective and spirituality into daily living?
Yeah. My favorite people are the atheists that write me, because they actually are using these books, both books,
Wow,
and
that's
great. It's partly because you don't have to believe in God. And in fact, the whole concept of God for me is so linked up with some, you know, religious stuff that can be quite limiting.
Uh-huh.
That I, you know, I say to people, goodness, just use the word you want. You know, a lot of people just use it, giving the energy to love,
uh-huh.
or giving the energy to their own intuition, or giving the energy to their own great self.
Uh-huh.
That word, I think, complicates things for some people.
Right.
And, you know, really, the atheists are great because they write me books. They write me letters like, I really hate spiritual books, and now I'm really annoyed that I use your techniques all the time. Because you don't have to focus on conventional views of God. You just mm-hmm. need to be open to something that could love you as you and that exists inside of you. And if you're not open, there's a changing prayer for that. So that's the great thing, is everything comes back to a changing prayer.
Uh-huh. And I know that scientists have shown that there is this etheric field in which all this information lies, and we can interact with each other via the field, even across the planet. And so,
yeah.
you know, from a scientific perspective, there is a flow of energy, and they can measure the light surrounding people that actually, I believe, is flowing through people. So you could have that perspective of, you know, being open to that supportive flow from yes. that energy surrounding us.
Yeah, I love that. And, in fact, there's a guy, I think he's a biologist. There's this guy who periodically has written me about the books, and he always says that the one that he prays to is the force that keeps the birds flying.
Oh.
And I just love that. It's like that's who he's addressing, is uh-huh. whatever force lets the birds fly.
Right. So like some intelligence of nature or something.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. That makes perfect sense. So what are some of the other prayers?
All right, I'll tell you what. I love using this book as an oracle. Mm-hmm. Actually, both books are really good oracles, so I'll just open and see which one we need.
Okay.
Okay, there's one that's just called Help
okay.
at the back of the book, so I'll read that. It's a short one.
Okay.
Change me, divine beloved, into one who always allows the right assistance to arrive. I welcome your help in every way and take absolute delight in receiving it.
That's funny, because I have to tell you, Tosha, I had a session with a very powerful intuitive who does face reading. She's been on the show. People probably know who I'm talking about right now. And she told me that when she did the analysis, I've got three very strong motherhood, you know, features, and very responsible. And the thing I really needed to work on is exactly that. So
that's hilarious.
The universe chose that for me, and probably for a lot of other listeners right
yeah.
now.
Well, and you know what's so great with that is there's a number of prayers that are in here about opening to receive,
uh-huh.
because it's a huge piece, I think, of that kind of go, get it
uh-huh.
culture is.
Right.
There's no space for actually receiving. And
yeah.
for some people, in fact, do you want me to read you the receiving one? Because it
yes.
kind of goes with the help one.
That'd be great.
Okay. Please change me, divine beloved, into one who can feel wildly open to receiving. Let me know my own value, beauty, and worthiness without question. Let me allow others the supreme pleasure of giving to me. And let me feel worthy to receive in every possible way.
Oh, that's very powerful. I'm buzzing right now. That feels very, very powerful. And
you can see how this goes. It's so different than saying, I'm going to now go work on my ideas,
uh-huh.
making myself learn how to receive. I'm going to, you know, uh-huh. it's like you can do it that way, or you can start to ask the divine to shift you
uh-huh.
into somebody who feels worthy to receive.
And I imagine if we have, you know, a good sense of awareness that when we're in a moment where we realize I'm either overwhelmed, or, you know, somebody's offering to help and I don't feel comfortable with it, or whatever it is, where we're shutting that down,
yeah.
then through that awareness, we realize, okay, now's the time to, you know, to give it over to the universe or the divine
yeah.
or, you know, the energetic flow in some way, and to say one of these prayers.
Yeah, you know, it's a good point, because I've often thought the way that these prayers work the best is in the moment when you need them.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're up against the wall, and the conditioned mind is thinking, no, how can I control this to make the things I want to have happen?
Right.
You drop all that, and then you can just say, like, shift me, divine, in this moment into somebody who can be what's needed or do what's needed.
Uh-huh.
And so I think the thing about receiving, often, you know, especially for women, but guys have it too, it's huge. It's like,
yeah, it is.
You're actually saying, you know, even receiving a compliment, like in that moment, to just be able to go, okay, shift me into somebody in this moment who can just take this in.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's very powerful.
Right. And, you know, I think particularly for women, it's, you know, culturally it's been about supporting others, giving of ourselves.
Right.
And what I think of it sort of as the energetic flow, you know, if we're like giving, and there's no receiving, then it doesn't flow through very well.
That's right. And I think it's like a good example of the whole purpose really of both books is to lift it out of the agendas that the ego's taught.
Uh-huh.
So you could say, yes, especially women are taught to think this way, but there's a transpersonal self that isn't interested in any of that conditioned teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you begin to say to that force of love, shift me into somebody who knows my worthiness and deserves to receive,
uh-huh.
that, I mean, for me was absolutely, you know, changed the whole equation. So I think it's opening to the place that already... It already knows all this.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't
fabulous.
Touched by any of that conditioning.
Yeah, and there's a lot of that conditioning, too. So we need that connection.
Conditioned was the small self.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, I think of all this. These books are not about self-improvement.
They're
you know, that to me is self-improvement is about improving the small self. It's really about how to allow this force of love to take over,
mm-hmm.
and become, ultimately it becomes the identity, so that then you can go, oh yeah, I have that, you know, that pattern I learned as a woman to uh-huh. overgive, but I'm calling in the great self who knows what I really am.
Ooh, I like that, the great self.
Yeah, that is inside everybody.
Yes. We have to go to a quick break, but more with Tosha Silver when we return here.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
So let me ask you this. What would it be like to have access to an all-knowing being to get answers about your daily life, the meaning of life, and everything in between? Will we have an enlightened self, that wise part of us who has every answer we could ever need? Join Jeffrey Chappelle, international best-selling author of Answers from Silence, to learn how to get inner guidance you crave at East West Bookshop in Seattle on Sunday, June 7th. more information or to register, go to eastwestbookshop.com.
We all seem to have something in our lives that we would like to shift, and there are a variety of ways to implement change. But many times we try several approaches but still don't get what we want. Why is that? Well, it turns out that there are universal principles governing change that you probably haven't heard about before, which determine whether or not we are successful in getting what we want. Following these principles leads to positive, lasting change, but ignoring them keeps us stuck. So if you are struggling in at least one area of your life, then you are missing an essential ingredient in your recipe of change. Want to learn the keys to success?
Join me, Christine Upchurch, in Redmond on June 6th
for a day-long experiential workshop, helping you create your personalized roadmap for change. Empower yourself to transform your life so you can live more vibrantly. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, Tosha, you've been talking a lot about the openness to the flow, sort of handing things over to the divine to handle them for you. If we're sort of wanting to change to be more and more open to receiving and to do what the universe is asking us to do, how does setting boundaries fit into all of that?
Yeah. You know, it's really a great question because I see it as the natural piece of all of this because as you're... In fact, there's a whole section of the prayers in the back of uh-huh. the book that are tied to boundaries and setting limits because, to me, it's all part of the same story. When you're actually moving with that flow.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think there's a line in the book that basically says, sometimes opening to the flow means saying, hell no. You know, because uh-huh. That's why, you know, for me, none of this is about a kind of, you know, abstract fairy tale spirituality that's like, it's all uh-huh. good and it's all rainbows and uh-huh. it's all unicorns. It's like...
I call that the frosting version of spirituality.
I love
yes.
that. I love that. Yeah. It's like, this is really when you're in the moment, whatever the moment is, uh-huh. and you actually invite in the divine to take the lead and shift you into somebody who can be whatever needs to happen.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Sometimes what gets shown is, this is a bad situation. Get out.
Right.
But it's very different when the divine's taking the lead. I mean, I'll give you an example. There was a woman who I have this forum that we were talking about online where I help people learn how to use this stuff, how to live this way. And somebody was in a divorce, and she knew she needed to leave.
Uh-huh.
They were both trying to get out, but she was still sort of trying to save her soon-to-be ex-husband from suffering. So she just kept staying and staying and staying. And finally, she began to do a change me prayer that said, you know, if you want me to leave, divine, change me into somebody who can get the hell out of this marriage.
Uh-huh.
And it really wasn't until she actually began to say that. Like, the small self couldn't leave, even though it was a very unhealthy situation.
Right.
When she began to say, shift me into somebody who can go, she was out of there in 30 days to both of
That's
their
amazing.
Relief. The truth is both of them were happier with that.
Uh-huh.
So I think a lot of these things are about you're asking to be shifted into the one who can do the actions that are needed.
Right.
And sometimes that absolutely means saying no, setting a boundary, mm-hmm. leaving, all kinds of stuff.
That makes perfect sense because as we step more into our authentic self, you know, the great self within. When we are in integrity with what's coming through, that would make sense that we would naturally have some boundaries.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, you know, I think there's this thing that Buddhists call idiot compassion, where you know, you're only doing certain things because you want the person to like you or you want to save them in some way.
Right.
And it's actually keeping them from what they need.
Yes, that codependence isn't helping the other person.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So I find these prayers are incredibly helpful with that.
Mm-hmm. So you've been inspired, Tosha, to create an online forum to support people with this. Can you share with our listeners a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it's called Living Outrageous Openness, coming from the title of the first book. Uh-huh. Living Outrageous Openness, Think Like a Goddess, is the full title, even though it's open to men and, uh-huh. and it's for anybody who wants to come. But it's basically ongoing program. Anybody can either join by the month or by mm-hmm. the 6 months or by the year. And it's, I do weekly phone calls and there's a private Facebook group and really helping support people living these ideas, because it came out of all the letters I got when each book came out, people saying, this is really intriguing. Mm-hmm. I know this is the way I want to go, but I really need help.
Uh-huh.
And everybody around me is telling me this is not the way to go. And uh-huh. so once you're in a community of people going, this isn't passivity. This is actually inviting in the divine to show you the inspired action.
Mm-hmm.
And you really have the support of a community. And then me, you know, I basically collect the questions each week that uh-huh. everybody has and then go through them. It's like building a muscle. That's
right.
all that happens.
Right.
It's, you start building the muscle of trust and faith
yeah.
and moving with the flow. And really anybody can learn how to do it. So if they go to the website, TatoshaSilver.com, they'll see right on the homepage how to join that.
And it's TOSHASILVER, TatoshaSilver.com.
Yeah.
You know, I think, Tosha, that finding and connecting with our true tribe, our spiritual tribe, is such an important part of our evolution.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's great that you're creating a forum so that people can connect with their new tribe.
Yeah, I think part of it is there are certain kinds of people that get very drawn to this work. And like I say, some of it are they've tried everything about how to chase all this different stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they feel this spiritual longing, this acute ache
mm-hmm.
that's beneath everything else. And
right.
I often think people find my books and find this work with me or whatever this work uh-huh. is when they're at that place of that ache.
Yeah.
They want to feel that there is this source mm-hmm. inside that can guide the way.
Right. And that ache's just our natural guidance system saying we're off course.
Yeah, or that we're going to the wrong places to fill that ache, because mm-hmm. the most amazing, compelling lover in the world cannot fill it, because,
right.
you know, that's just how it is, and the best job and fame and fortune, and
mm-hmm.
none of these things can fill it. And so I think there's this point that a soul can get to, and I really consider it like a moment of grace. Like they get to this moment and they're like, I want that inner communion inside that really the poets Rumi and Hafez and all these different mystics have talked about, that the soul gets to that moment and says, I need that desperately. And then this work usually falls into their life
uh-huh.
if it's meant to happen.
Right,
so.
Right. And there's probably a lot of people listening right now where it's resonating with them that it's something that they need to open to as well. Now, again, you're coming to Seattle, which I'm very excited about.
Me too.
You're going to be at Third Place Books on the 12th of June at
yeah.
6:30, and on the 13th of June at East West Books, 7 p.m. And it's great that you're going to be here. Do you have a quick message, like in, say, 45 seconds or less, you know, that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I'll tell you what, I just opened to one more prayer.
Okay.
So let me do that. And the prayer is just saying, it's actually the one on authenticity. Change me, divine beloved, into one who can fully embrace my authentic self. Release me from the prison of pleasing and adapting to the expectations of others. Free me from the fear of judgment and let me step into my own glorious true self, exactly as you made me. and allow me to know that I am enough exactly as I am.
Mm, beautiful. Thank you so much, Tosha, for joining us here today. Again, Tosha Silver, she's the author of Outrageous Openness and Change Me Prayers. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Loved it.
And I'm going to thank you, listener, as well for being here for this conversation, and look forward to connecting with you again soon.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.